your view on this game? Are you planning as a senior to play and compete in this bowl game?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm super excited to play in the bowl game. Just super excited for another opportunity to go out and play football with the guys and have fun and go compete.
What did the team do last week? After with no game, what was kind of the was did everyone have breaks or how did everyone kind of gear up for bowl prep?
Yeah, just a light week of prep. Wanted to stay moving and keep things sharp, but at the same time, it was a very toned down week. So just again, making sure that we were ready for this week of preparation. But we did. We had a long weekend, and so it was nice to have a little bit of a breather there.
Talking to Connor and Kalani about, kind of how the leaders of the team used the sting of missing out on the bowl last year to really, jumpstart the offseason efforts and work, and it paid off. How proud are you, now that you've got one game left, of what you guys as leaders were able to accomplish, using that as motivation and now, hopefully laying that foundation for the future of guys understanding what needs to happen in the offseason to be successful?
Yeah, I'm super proud of this team and our guys. I've said it all season. We don't have any quitters in the locker room, man. Those guys will fight to the last whistle blows. And, we saw that throughout the season. And so I'm grateful to have shared the field with those guys, grateful for the opportunity to share it with them one more game. But super proud, of the way we competed all season and the effort and making a bowl game, doubling our wins from last season. That's a major step in the right direction. We fell a little bit short of, what was possible. But that's also good motivation for next season, for the team going forward is saying, hey, look, we made it that far and we could have made it a step further. And so, but overall just super, super proud of this team.
We'll go Sean Walker and then Jay Drew next.
Tyler, you've been to a couple of bowl games, and so I don't need to remind you that bowl games are they're supposed to be a reward for the season. They've got a little bit of an exhibition game feel to them, I guess, when you're out of the playoff, but they're supposed to kind of hand out that reward and a chance to play like a team from another conference, maybe one that you haven't seen in a while, test yourself, that kind of thing. What was the reaction to this team when they, when you guys officially found out yesterday that it was going to be Colorado, another conference opponent, one that you haven't seen very much, honestly, in BYU history, but what was kind of the feeling around the team with them?
Just super excited, honestly. They're a great team. We're super excited to go play, like I said, in the Alamo Bowl and to get to play them, we're super excited for that opportunity. So I don't think there were any feelings of, guys being bummed out. I think it was just excitement to go play a really good team and go compete with your brothers. It's another opportunity to go play football, so we're all about it.
Does it help the fact that you guys didn't play them this year in league play where it kind of almost doesn't feel like a Big 12 opponent?
Probably. Maybe a little bit, like you said, historically, we haven't really played them, We weren't in the pack with them, and so we just haven't seen them much. And so, it's exciting to go play them.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, kind of the same question that Sean just had. What was your first thought when you saw you're going to be matching up with Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner, Shador Sanders, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, just those marquee guys? What was your reaction to that, Tyler?
Just, again, like I said, excited. They're great athletes. They've got a great program. And like you said, they're elite, right? Yeah, you look at, their guys and what they're in the runnings for. They're great athletes, and like I said, it's just a great opportunity for us, and so I'm really excited to go compete against them.
All right, let's go Jared Lloyd.
Whether it's fair or not, coaches are judged by what players do on the field. What you guys were able to accomplish over your career definitely had an impact in the fact that, you know, Kalani got a contract extension and is going to be at BYU for the foreseeable future. Is there a sense of pride, you know, just in you guys and what you were able to do during your career that, that his efforts are recognized in that sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think each successful season that we've had during my time here, right, has just been a reflection of Kalani and the way he pours his heart and soul into this program. And is moving it in the right direction, and so, yeah, I'm super excited about that extension. That's huge, and I know that any guy that has played for Coach Kalani will also be super excited about that, just because they know him and know the way he operates. And so, you know, BYU will be in good hands for the foreseeable future, which will be awesome.
Yeah,